Thank you for the questions. The first one was about having one faith and one baptism. My brother asked about how it comes to other beliefs, when it comes to other faith. We need to differentiate between the basic doctrines of the church, the basic faith of the church, and whatever ritual or customs or order or changes related to the local church. I mean even the Ethiopian Tawhidu and the Coptic church are one in faith. But we have some differences concerning what we call tucks or rituals or customs. But this has nothing to do with the one faith. We have one faith because we believe in Christ as God, the incarnate God. We believe in the Holy Trinity. We believe in one church. We believe in the holy sacraments. We believe in the eternal life. So we have one common faith. But to express our faith in our own language, in our own songs, in our own icons, in our order of the church, this is completely different. So when we think this way, we accept everybody on the same faith. If they are different in the doctrines, we have difference. But if they are different in rituals or order or songs or language or customs, or we are still one. Like those who are living in one family, they are not the same, but they are one family. Even the two brothers, even the man and his wife, they're still different, but they have the same vision. So we have to differentiate between this and that. Most of the questions concerning this idea, as far as I see. So in our Coptic church, we accept others, but on the same ground of the doctrine. If there is some change in belief, in faith, now we cannot share the communion, we cannot share the holy sacraments together, if they are different in the doctrine. But if they are different in rituals, we can share the same communion and the same altar and the same prayer as we do together as sister churches.